Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, a coffee fiasco, measuring your mouth gape, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast...
It was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now
and then.
You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it, and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your... don't let him mooch off your...
No mooching.
Do it now.
Hello and welcome to Spit Take Theater. This week's Spit Take Theater presentation, a meeting with the boss.
Come on in, Steve. Have a seat. Yeah. Like a cup of coffee?
Oh, yeah. Sounds great.
Great. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
Good coffee, isn't it?
It's real good.
Well, you're probably wondering why I called you in today.
I was.
Well, I've been looking at your figures, and frankly, Steve, they're just not up to what we've projected, and you're fired.
I'm what?
Steve, you're fired. We're going to have to let you go. Sorry.
But why?
Well, you're just not performing up to our expectations. We do these projections each and every year, and it's a bottom line thing, Steve.
Oh, I thought it was because I was sleeping with your wife.
This has been Spit Take Theater. Join us next week for another edition of Spit Take Theater.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
You okay over there? Chick's exhausted today, which is always...
I've been exhausted for like a week. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, me too. And you have a cough.
And I have a cough, and I have a runny nose.
You may have...
Well, I have an idea as to my...
Let me think here.
And I have a fever, 106.
And you're fatigued.
I don't know what's going on.
Wait a minute.
Do you have muscle aches? Is that the next thing?
That's the only thing I don't have is a fever. I'm like 97 point whatever.
You can still have it without a fever, dude.
There you go.
Could we do a non-COVID... Tired
I don't think that's possible.
All right. Mr. Godwin is around the corner. I was making him the coffee when the incident
that's
occurred.
That's right.
Why can't you make your own coffee, Pat?
He's not allowed to move.
You know what? No. Pat is like George Costanza on Seinfeld. He's into the system right now, and he's polluting the entire... We're infected with Godwin. We don't have COVID. We have Godwin.
I did a spit take.
You're not allowed to move out of that room?
He's in the quarantine room, and so I went to make him coffee, and I put the coffee thing under the gizmo, and then I set it up, and I hit the button, wasn't paying attention, and then I realized that the coffee cup had moved out, and so the coffee was just pouring automatically all over the shelf. So
How about this?
Terrific.
I tried to make coffee, and I spilled it. No, the coffee cup suddenly moved, and it was around the corner,
it's like a Keurig machine. You put the cup underneath it, and then...
Right.
You didn't have it underneath enough.
No, it was underneath. It was perfectly placed.
Oh, of course it was.
God.
Yeah, no.
You know?
That explains the That explains the spilling of the cup, you lunatic.
No, the first dash of coffee obviously pushed it out.
I do not believe
no,
that.
No, no,
well, then it wasn't.
That didn't happen.
Perfectly placed.
Unless the coffee cup were made of feathers, that's not what happened.
As you recall, I went out and I ordered some coffee cups online, and I didn't realize I have 1,000 of these.
No one likes you.
I literally still have more than 900 in my office.
Let Pat
in
make
a box
his...
the size of a refrigerator.
Let Pat make his own coffee.
Thousands of Keurig machines recalled this week.
Tom says
coffee is pushing the mugs off.
Exactly.
Tom says that we're having a coffee making lesson in the afternoon. I'm not lying. We're having a meeting over the machine.
Yes, because you need to make your own coffee.
That's
it's
what Tom
okay.
said.
This is a very exotic. It's not even Keurig. It's like an industrial grade. Very nice machine. Has these little envelopes. I'm just telling you, I had the coffee cup in the right place, and I wandered off.
You know,
just
we
to
have
think.
The good coffee back in this room now.
Yeah, but you guys touch that machine. I'm not going to get anywhere near that.
Have you not read about the contact lately?
Yeah, you're back there, French and Godwin.
Have you read it?
Yeah, whatever.
I'm back here. The whole station's back there.
Very slim about contact, so you need to just chill.
Well, I've always felt that you're all. Somehow.
Filthy
oh,
and beneath
know that.
You. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
We're well aware of
we
it.
We are.
Spirochetes and
kind
the plague. Anyway, coming up, we have a big Tiger King update. I don't know if you heard about that. Did you see that?
Yes.
Pussy King, Pussy King.
No,
that's a different one.
Pussy King, Tiger King.
Pussy King.
We got to wait, though.
Pussy King, Pussy King.
Here it comes. Here it is. Here it is.
Everybody knows I'm the
Pussy King. So there's a counter melody in there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, that's gorgeous, man. That's gorgeous.
Thank you very much. Now, I think we got everything in place.
Nothing can go wrong
Nothing.
Now.
Pat got his coffee.
Yeah, delicious.
Not a lot in that cup, is there?
No, it's a half cup.
That's because half of it.
Did you clean it up after you spilled coffee everywhere?
Yes, I cleaned. That's why I was late.
Did you clean it up?
I'll pour you a cup of coffee from here and bring it to you at the break.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sister barista.
He can't pour his coffee, and he blames the cup.
Yeah. I know.
What's happening?
It's a machine. I put the cup in the place, then I left.
I'm sorry. You're blaming the machine.
I took a little walk just to get some fresh air.
Fresh air in the hallway?
Yeah, I want to get a little exercise, get the muscles moving.
All right.
You know, Josh, you're familiar with motion.
Yeah.
Object in motion stays in motion.
You get from here to your car.
I think the phone's going to ring.
Oh, please, I hope so.
I'm sitting here.
Are you kidding me? That's the track phone hotline.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
I'm good. I predict a new viral video this week, thanks to you guys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, two Toms, one cup. Coming soon.
Actually, Donnie.
Man, I tell you guys, I've been busy dog sitting my next door neighbor's Chihuahua puppy last 2 weeks.
Yeah, sure.
Man, this little dog Peppy, he's won me over. I love this little guy. And I got roped into watching this little speed bump by Crystal, my hot next door neighbor.
Right.
She drinks like coffee too. Well, she went to Texas to see her parents, and her dad is hypoallergenic, like his throat closes up. He can't breathe good around these dogs.
Oh, that's a shame.
So she bade me watch a little dog. And spoiler alert, I took Peppy to the park yesterday, and let me tell you, had I known what a gash pass this little dog would be, I'd have raised one years ago. No, I swear to God.
What?
Wow.
Christy, I wasn't in the park more than 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I had women who normally, like, fake a phone call when I'm around, you know.
Yes.
Or, you know, they was coming up to me getting all up in my bubble. What's his name? How old is he? Does he do any tricks? I'm like, you talking about my dog or my hog? Swear to God. But now I get why dudes like these dogs so much, because it makes you so much more approachable and, less horny looking, you know. Well, as one of the chicks told me, having Peppy makes me close to being palatable.
Oh.
So I got to go to the library and look at it, you know. Hard to stay humble when chicks are always hurling compliments at you.
Mm-hmm.
And dogs have it lucky. We're at the dog park like half hour. Peppy had already sniffed like 7 different asses.
Wow.
You know? Farthest I got was 2 phone numbers and a card that said, I carry mace and know how to use it. Stuck up. I'll say it like this. I'm never going to clubs or laundromats or fish fries to pick up chicks ever again. And from now on, Peppy's my official wing pup.
Right.
This is easier than stabbing fish in a barrel. I mean, both chicks who gave me their numbers were smoking, too. I think they're, well, it's hard to tell if they were smoking hot, but they both had masks on.
Oh, right.
They had sexy eyes and they had good hair, and God knows that's half the battle.
Yeah.
But this COVID thing's probably more than doubled the Butterface population, you know? So that must be why they always tell you get three estimates. Oh, the weird thing was,
what's a Butterface?
The two chicks both had the same phone number.
Oh, really?
That's weird.
And they must work at the same bar. Because I called it, and I guess the place was like a speakeasy or something. The password something about, I'm a friend of Bill's. I swear to God. I set him off a Ouija board. Anyways, Lil Peppy the Poon Pup, he's my best friend.
Okay.
Christy, I got to go get him bone to bury since he's helping me bury my bone later.
Yeah, I bet. Hey, do you want to tell him about your dream?
Oh,
yeah, what's I got a report Josh been dreaming about.
Yeah,
I did. I had a big show at a college, and I got off stage, and this guy came up to me with his cell phone. He goes, have you seen this video? And it was you and a porn star, and you guys were going at it.
Oh. Who? What's the name of the porn star? Do you remember?
Yeah, it's my favorite porn star, Gianna Michaels.
Oh.
I was afraid it was that guy Wood that's in every meme.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a close
Not that
call.
Dude, yeah.
The guy in the bed?
Yeah.
You just saved yourself an ass beating.
Okay.
Thank you, Donnie.
Whew.
Wow.
Gash pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something sure I'll that never means. Forget.
Okay, thank you, Donnie.
Email for Tom's adventures during the commercials.
Yes.
This is from Brandon. Hey, you guys. The coffee maker does everything for all of us. All you have to do is sit the cup down. And you couldn't navigate.
And there's a slot, and I had the cup in the slot.
You're a slot.
Josh hit it on the head. These are very lightweight cups.
Oh, my God. And if I had your the first, metal, I would be Bill Gates' kid. Jeez. Oh.
Obviously, the first, when the coffee started entering the cup, it must have shoved it outward, and thus the rest of the coffee was going directly onto the countertop.
It's really hard to believe.
I'll take you back there to the other building.
I'm not going anywhere. It's enough. I had to sit here.
The whole machine
hours.
Is currently propped up. It's stuffed with paper towels.
So the next break, you're going to be late. You're
warning
us.
Next break, I'm going to have to go finish cleaning up.
But there's nobody else in that building, right?
That's correct.
That part
right.
Of the
you're going to get us evicted. Did you know this?
they tried that once.
Well, they're going to take a picture of that and get it done
yeah,
this time.
Yeah, they're keeping.
Can't evict this show.
Well, they
can.
Okay, sorry, but we're back. Happy to be here once again. A couple things I wanted to mention.
You know, if we did get evicted, it wouldn't be his fault. He would never.
Oh, God.
He would never acknowledge that. Well, Josh was talking about.
If he hadn't been eating everybody's lunches.
Gianna Michaels.
Clearly Godwin's disease.
Well, we got kicked out. All I did was be myself.
You set one small fire.
Nothing was on fire.
Evidently, that paper was far too flammable when I set the fire.
You chopped down one tree.
Okay, let's move on here. Now, in the sporting scene, Chick, you had a news story about a kid in Pennsylvania broke the world record for the largest mouth gape.
Yes, almost 5 inches.
Wow.
And now, what that means is when this kid opens his mouth, from the top of his mouth to the bottom.
The gape.
Yes.
5 inches.
5 inches. I have a measuring stick here.
Oh, God, I'm glad I'm not in there.
Measuring tape.
Measuring tape.
Tape measure, yeah.
Tape measure.
No, measuring stick. You're right.
Measuring stick, yeah. No, flexible. Stick.
I am not touching that tape measure if you put your mouth on it. Forget it.
I am going to sterilize it right now. Some,
does it matter? You make it
some pads.
Yeah, and then.
Right after you put
and
your
then
mouth
touch
on
it on your mouth, and then.
Well, I'm not an idiot. I have a way to do this.
You remember you just fought with a coffee machine, right?
See, you don't have to. I fought the machine.
Why don't we take a piece of paper?
No. I've got
shut up.
I have thought this through. Look.
No, you haven't.
What are these?
Oh,
these are the coffee sticks that I have 1,000 of.
Do you buy anything in less than $1,000?
You know, you got to be really careful. When you buy stuff on the internet, you've really got to look at those numbers.
Yeah.
Coffee sticks, styrofoam suit, cars.
Yeah.
This is
televisions.
This is a little Holmes. Coffee stick, and I have a bunch of these. They're obviously sterile.
Just stay away from me.
And you take your mouth and you open it up.
And now what?
Are you getting it?
Do you measure from the lip or from the teeth?
I don't know.
Did the story say?
No.
I'm going to have to say the bottom of the tooth, right? That's the mouth.
Bottom of the tooth to the top of the tooth?
Yeah. I think you go lip to lip.
You got
okay.
it? Well, no,
okay.
don't go lip
to lip.
Well,
you go lip to lip.
Why are you lifting your lip
Never
up?
Never mind.
I'm not lifting my lip. I'm not
yes,
lifting.
Yes, you were.
Let me ask you something. The bigger point is, why are you asking us? You're going to do it the way you want to do it anyway.
Good point.
Exactly.
Well, then go ahead and shut up about it.
That's it right there. Okay, so my mouth gape is, 2 7/8 inches.
Wow.
And this kid is almost 5.
All
That's
right.
really something.
That's a big mouth.
No, Christy?
No.
I have a.
Where do we get the coffee stirrers?
I got them right here.
How do we know they're
sterile?
Yeah,
but you're touching them. You're putting your filthy hands on them.
All right.
Here, I've got a pencil. Why don't I? Can I just use that? You're going to throw
that pencil. Where's that pencil been?
My anus.
That's where he keeps it.
Yeah.
So it's a number 2 pencil.
Handed it to him.
All right. Now you'll notice
I
have just sanitized my hands.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm opening up my 5 1/4 inch wood coffee stirrers.
Right.
Made of the finest sequoia wood.
Which I'm now
also
down,
wood from China.
Down to 980. Okay, Josh, you want to pass these?
All right, I'll go
get
one.
Yeah.
Here you go. Okay.
What am I doing?
I'll meet you halfway. Can you narrate this, please?
Tom is standing up and handing Josh.
Have you sterilized your hands?
Yes.
Okay.
For the purposes of this conversation, yes.
Okay, now.
Rub your face all over.
I just sterilized. You need the tape measure.
All right, I'm
Well, now you've touched the tape measure, too. How are we going to do that?
Okay, then bring the sticks over to me, and we'll see. Okay.
All right.
Christy, once again, open your mouth as wide as you can. Oh God! You're not gonna clear 2 inches.
Now fishhook yourself and say, "Give it all to me."
Once again, the world record is held by a Pennsylvania teenager.
We're going from tooth to tooth or lip to lip?
Lip to lip. Okay, and Chick, you have a.
But you press your mouth up.
No, don't push the stick up. That's adding. Okay, you marked. We'll bring it over here, please. Once again, the world record. This kid, his name is Phil Angus.
Fill my mouth.
That's his name, Philip right. Angus of Boyertown, Pennsylvania.
Now this is covered Christy, with stuff. The
okay, Christy. Oh dear, Christy, you're exactly 2 inches.
Really?
That is tight. That is a tight fit. Once again, this kid, I think gay porn is where he should end up. Okay, Josh is marked.
We're all going to come down with the virus, so we're going to remember the mouth gape hunk we did.
Josh is 2 3/8 inches.
All right.
Okay. So relatively small also.
Huh.
I did not know that. A chick, can I heave you the measuring tape?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, this is not going
to
work.
Oh, no.
This thing is really heavy, so don't blow it.
I got it, baby.
Here we go.
Do it left, southpaw.
Okay,
ready?
Ah!
Oh! He didn't.
Wow!
It was right to him.
It was. He dodged it. Yep.
Yeah, I dodged it. It was horrible.
It's right to him. Okay. Now, so measure your mouth gape. Ace, you in?
I'm not core 4.
What is core 4?
I don't know what that means.
I'm 2 1/4.
Wow.
Oh.
I am by far the biggest.
Surprised by that.
I get the biggest mouth.
Yeah. I think what Ace meant when he said core 4 is he meant the 4 of us in the show.
Oh, I know that's right.
Ace,
you're not core 4.
Core 4. Core 4 sounds like some kind of steel.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, the reason this building's still standing, we made it out of core 4.
Oh, yeah, nice. Earthquake-proof.
They're using that in the new Porsches.
I bet Ace's mouth is bigger than yours.
Probably.
Well, Ace,
I bet
on.
There's a lot of stuff Ace has that's bigger than yours. That's what I bet. I don't care what you're saying.
Well, isn't that just going right for the stereotype?
We can talk about Lady Ace. Gaga's movements, if you'd like.
I've seen Ace at the meetings. It wasn't Lady Gaga. Apparently, it was Princess What's-Her-Face.
Meghan Markle.
Yeah, Lady Gaga's
ready
toilet.
For this? I've oh, just Gaga's sterilized toilet. My
I'm
hand.
Sorry.
He's not going to be able to get that...
No, you can't
Ace,
throw that.
Ace, get up and walk wooden. Around.
You can reach it from here.
You can?
You can get off, Mike. You're not core 4.
I'm going to throw it to you. Here.
What's going on?
He caught it. Okay.
What the hell is going on?
He's going to measure
on
his the floor?
Yeah. Measure your mouth. There's
give
a tape
the,
measure.
Give him
right
the measuring
there.
Stick. Okay.
I got him. Tape measure.
Open.
Oh, oh wow. Ace.
Maybe not.
Oh, no. I guess we had to go sideways to get a very large measurement here.
Okay. Bring
the
measuring
tape
out. I was 2 7/8 currently leading. What do you got over there, Ace? Once again, we're trying to get the mouth gape in honor of this kid from Pennsylvania.
Up 2 1/2.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
Okay.
So next time I do the intros, I'll do them in order of mouth size.
I can hardly wait.
So what were you again, Chick?
2 1/2.
What were you, Josh?
2 3/8.
Okay. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So it's going to be, let's see, me, Ace.
Do some fractions
Chick,
there.
Josh,
you
Chris,
said
David.
When you introduce us, not now.
Just so I remember it. Okay. 1 2.
Write it down.
It's in order, right?
Better write it down.
That's easy. Okay, good. Thank you very much. Once
I'm
again,
nervous
this...
about tomorrow when we have the world record for the longest taint.
That'd be interesting.
Oh, yeah, right from...
I never noticed if mine was long or...
Who looks?
What do you think you got, 2 inches of taint?
Oh, come on.
Maybe a couple inches,
who's
I would
looked
think.
At their taint?
I don't know.
You know the tattoo, how many letters are within the confines of the taint?
Yeah.
Live free or die. What's it? 4 8.
If you can see this,
13?
If you can see this, and it's not upside down,
close.
This is sodomy. a lot of language to get in there.
Hey, I got a question. What's wrong with you today?
Wow, what's in the coffee?
Man, if it's not Meghan Markle, it's this.
That Meghan Markle, what a joker.
Is she?
Didn't you
the top, the Upper Decker, yeah.
An Upper Decker.
Yeah.
You know what an Upper
could
Decker is?
Could we not
Christy?
Talk about that?
Yeah, please. That really kind of checked
Christy
me out.
Christy was mumbling in the green room about it like she had PTSD. The Upper Decker is so disgusting.
I'm right there with you, sister.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.